This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. And today, how I got this one is I went to Spotify. Did you know that Spotify will recommend podcasts to you? And what's fun about that is the only time I ever use Spotify to do anything in podcasting is because I'm troubleshooting. So I get some really random suggestions. And today we're listening to, yeah, that's probably an ad. Here's the description. It says, join the scrappy, skeptical Adweek news team as we debate the highs and lows of creativity, advertising, marketing, media, and technology. And we're going to listen to the episode called Patreon Lessons Learned, Adweek 40, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and here we go. I'm playing this off my phone, and I'm hoping it doesn't blast our head off. Here we go.
Today's episode is brought to you by Deloitte Digital. Stay tuned after the podcast for insights on elevating the human experience.
All right.
You're listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad. This is the Adweek podcast where we talk about marketing, media, technology, pop culture, because in the end, everything is an ad. I'm David Greiner. I'm the creative and innovation editor here at Adweek. And I've got a full house today to talk about one of a kind issue, a moment in our history, one could say. It is Adweek's 40th anniversary. Nice. And so we devoted a whole issue to that, of course, not just to us as Adweek, but to the industries that we cover and how they've changed over the 40 years since Adweek was launched. Here to talk about it with me, we've got Co-M, Departments Editor at Adweek, and Co, we have a big announcement. Can I reveal your big news?
Yes.
Co is now our official co-host of this podcast and will be helping produce the podcast. Hopefully you heard her first appearance recently. Very excited to have her on. For those of you who listen frequently, you will know Kamiko McCoy, our social editor and co-host, who sadly has announced she will be leaving Adweek and going to Turner. We're very excited for her. We remain big fans of Kamiko, and she has been a tremendous addition to this podcast and to all things Adweek.
You ever notice that when somebody leaves, like, it's never like, and Jim's leaving, he's going to that other company, and screw you, Jim, you jack off. They never say that. It's always like, oh, and we wish them the best. Anyway, continuing on.
So we're very excited for her going to Turner, and Co was amazing enough to step in to the breach and join us as co-host each week and to help produce the show. Co, you are department's editor, but tell us a bit about your media background of what other work have you done before coming to Adweek?
Oh yeah, first of all, thank.
For the record, I don't care. I really want to hear about the Peloton ad, but okay, I understand we're doing some housekeeping.
Thank you for all of our listeners in having me on. I come from a multimedia background, so everything from writing for newspapers to reporting for CBS News to doing brand videos for the likes of Samsung, to being a travel writer for Yahoo. I've literally been all over the place. And writing for content
Six.
For Unilever, working for AARP. And now I'm
Seven,
here
eight,
and involved with video, the
nine,
departments, as you say, some of the nice sections of our magazine.
10.
And yeah, I'm just really happy to be here. I've been on a couple podcasts.
12.
I have a podcast album on Spotify, which is unrelated to the world of advertising. But I'm very much interested in trends, in big ideas and storytelling. So really, really happy to be here.
Wonderful. Well, we are so
obviously every time this woman takes a breath, she's starting up with, and here's the fun thing. I'm not being mean. She doesn't even realize it. So, and whoever's editing this is dead, apparently. Okay, continuing on, I really want to hear about the Patreon thing.
We are so excited to have you have your role even bigger here at Adweek. We've also got back two longtime Adweekers, Robert Clara, our senior editor, who is the maestro of all things brand history. Robert, it is always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me, David.
And Diana McDougall, art director. Is that still your title? I feel like
senior art director, sir.
I was about to say you have flown up the ranks so fast here. Like every time we have you on,
you can't see you this, but her chair is actually a few inches higher than the rest of ours.
All right. See, let's keep it moving. We just need to know what they sound like.
Senior art director at Adweek, Diana, plays a big role in so much of what Adweek does visually, and we'll have a lot to talk about, but especially the video and our social content, of which our 40th anniversary has spilled over into quite a bit, so we'll be talking about that. But first, let's talk about like everyone's favorite brand PR debacle of the week.
Mm. All right, a little production music.
So Peloton.
Yes.
I feel like
now, for the record, we are about 3 minutes and 55 seconds in. So, okay, because we had to introduce the new co-host. Again, you could have put that at the end, but all right.
I feel like I'm not in the Peloton like target audience, so I've not been exposed to them too much. We ran a pretty exhaustive piece a while back called The Cult of Peloton that really looked into how this brand is a home exercise stationary bike with built-in kind of iPad situation that I believe runs $2,000 for the bike. And then
it's $3,000 for the record, but...
And then maybe another $39-$40 a month to be a member of it. Co, I know you're a pretty active person. Is this a brand you've had any kind of personal background with?
I've taken a Peloton class. My friend is a Peloton teacher, and another is one of the Peloton yoga class teachers. But I arguably am also not in the target audience. I think they're trying to really target the Upper East Side mom who blogs.
Well, and to that point, they released a holiday ad featuring what I think could be described as an Upper East Side mom. Probably has a blog. Seems to have a video blog in the ad, but it's a holiday ad featuring a mom who comes into a room on Christmas and her husband has gotten her a Peloton, which is a kingly gift in the value. I mean, that's $2,000. But also, I don't know. Yeah, you know, getting your spouse... a piece of exercise equipment that they did not necessarily specifically request and ask for. Yeah, is a choice. And so let's listen to a little of the audio. It's only 30 seconds long, so we can probably catch most of it. If you have not, I believe like Robert and maybe seven other people on earth have not actually seen this ad yet. So here, let's listen to a little of it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now.
All right. So here are the things I liked about it. You are doing exactly what you promised. You are talking about the scrappy, skeptical Adweek news team as you debate the highs and lows of creativity, advertising, marketing, media, and technology. The only thing I would have changed about this episode, besides hiring an editor, that was one of those things. And I realize that that is part of me being a podcaster. And once you become a podcaster, your ums, when you hear ums, they're magnified in your head. It's kind of like I was a waiter in college, and when I go to a restaurant, I am hypercritical of the person waiting on me. But with that said, the whole, hey, Co is the new co-host, that could have been done later, really, at the end. You didn't have to do the housekeeping at the beginning and gone into the Peloton thing. And I thought it was interesting that you... described the ad and then started to play it. Now I cut it there, but I'm like, either describe it or play it. Well, what's the, you know, one or the other. And really what I tuned in for was to hear what you guys thought about it. And I thought it was interesting that the first person you kind of threw it to was like, I got nothing. I'm not the target audience. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So we made it through 5 minutes and 41 seconds. And so for me, I'm not an ad person. I kind of like marketing. And so when I listen to the end of this, that's a good question. I probably would, because you did a good job of introducing who the panel was. You all had to kind of make jokes. No, I'm the big shot smarty pants. No, I'm just a medium smarty pants. No, I'm, it's like, okay, this is so-and-so, director of marketing of such-and-such. Susan, welcome to the show. Glad to be here, Bob. So-and-so and so-and-so, who is the managing such-and-such of such-and-such. Glad to be here, Bob. That's all we need is what they sound like. And get their titles right. Don't, geez, Louise. So all the stuff here, nothing really horrible. It just needs tightened up a bit, just a little bit. And I would have moved at the end, after you talked about the Peloton thing and you're talking to Co, then I would say, hey, before we leave, because at the end is where your power listeners are, I go, we got a big announcement. In fact, you could even said that at the beginning. Because today we're talking about the Peloton ad, and we've got a big announcement about the show. And then put that at the end and get to the Peloton ad, because that's the title is what made me click on that. I'm like, oh, I want to hear about the Peloton ad. I just didn't want to wait 4 minutes to get to it. So all in all, not a bad show. It, you know, it, for me, I was kind of like, I guess, you know, I'm either the ha 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 muh or a horse whinny there as a plus. I'm kind of in between. It wasn't something that I was like, oh, I have to listen to the end of this. So that's why I kind of gave it the, eh, meh, not bad. So if you would like your podcast right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show and in front of my audience, simply go to Podcast Rodeo Show. Click on the Fiverr button. Yeah, I know, Fiverr. Who would have thunk it? And you will get your show right here. If you want a full review, simply go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show where I look at the beginning, the middle, the end, and I bring along a radio veteran of 30 years. He goes over your content. I go over your technology. We go over every little inch. And after we hit stop and the recording's over, you can ask us whatever you want. It's like two podcast consultants for the price of a half. Podcastreviewshow.com. Last thing I want to say is I appreciate you being patient. See how I'm doing this at the end? Because you're a power listener. If you can't tell, my voice is shot still. I was in San Francisco, I was in LA, I was in Houston at the beginning of the month, and not only have I caught a cold, but I just didn't shut up for about 10 days, and my voice is wrecked, and I was kind of waiting till today. I actually, right now, I believe I'm working on pneumonia, because I can breathe now, but I've got a really nasty cough, and so I'm trying to get my health back in order, and I realized today was Friday, and I'm like, we can't go another week without the rodeo. Let's power up the mic and see what happens. So thanks so much for being patient. These will be, assuming I don't die, on a much more regular basis. And until we meet again, it's Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.